You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
It's great to have you on every week because I always learn something new that I didn't know. And I don't know why, but when you come on the show, it's like opening a new book. You know, you're listening for the first chapter and somehow you always give me something new and I love having you on each week. There's a new Calgary sports school in Calgary at COP under Winsport. It is entering its second year. This isn't new to them because it was called the Calgary Sports School before, and now it's out at Winsport. What is happening there, and what's new in their sponsorship area?
Well, you're right. The school is thriving. It's doing really well, and I mean, it's designed, you know, to be able to enable athletically talented students to complete a high school education while continuing their athletic competition. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge opportunity. And I mean, there are private schools around like The Edge and places like that that you could go, but not everybody can afford those. And this is the Calgary public education system that owns and operates a school out at Winsport. And they're at a critical point in their development, and that's the fact that they need to raise some money.
Mm-hmm. Sport organizations in this country always need to raise money. What are some of the things that they can do? What was some of the things that Winsport can do? What are some of the things that anybody who has a situation like this? Because I do think of places like The Edge and the Baseball Academy and where is it? Vauxhall, Alberta,
yep.
I believe. And there's so many around the world now. But many of them are always limited by who has the most funds or who has the dollars to go. What can some of these organizations do to take advantage of their situation and their uniqueness?
Well, I think they all have to do the same thing. And it's pretty simple, basic format.
Mm-hmm.
They need to figure out what they have to sell, what it's worth, and then go out and sell it. So if we look at something like The Edge, The Edge hired a company to come in, audit them, determine what the naming rights on their arenas are worth and their programming and those sorts of things. And then they hired a company to go out and sell that stuff. In Vauxhall, you brought that up as an example. That's owned and operated by AABC, which is the Alberta Amateur Baseball Council. And we've also done work with them, where we went in and helped them not only with the academy in Vauxhall, but their overall program to do what we call an inventory audit valuation, which is identify what are the assets, what do they have to sell other than hanging another banner up
mm-hmm.
and thinking it's going to help somebody, and go in and figure out what those are and then value those assets. And then in the case with Alberta Amateur Baseball Council, we worked with them to help them to build the internal capacity to go out and sell the sponsorships. So when I look at the National Sports School here in Calgary, it's amazing because they have been talking about doing this inventory for almost a year now. And they know that they have to do it, but they just haven't made the leap. And it's critical that they do so because there's huge money to be generated that was proven by The Edge and others. Big money to be generated so that the naysayers in our community that say my public taxes should not be going to that school, which they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
That school can turn around and generate revenue through sponsorship and be able to become potentially self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm. And it should be their goal to do that because you want the best athletes going there, not just those that can afford to go there. And that's always the challenge that organizations in sport are faced with, isn't it?
Absolutely.
He's Brent Berutis. He's the president of the Partnership Group. And this has been the Business in Sport. And we appreciate him coming on the program each week and talking about what's happening in sport, sponsorship, and business. Folks, sport is a business today. It's no longer just a sport. It is business. And if you don't learn how to sell yourself right from the beginning. Well, I think that sport's one of the great places where you can learn it and do it at a young age and develop the ability to handle whatever's going to come your way when you get to the higher levels, and you will be much better prepared. And even kids should go to your website and learn about the business in sport. That's what I think, Brent, but, you know, who am I? I'm just an athlete that loves what I do and love to talk to you every week. Thanks, Brent.
And it's extremely successful.
I only wish. I wish I was as successful as you are, but, you know, someday we'll be there. Anyway, thanks, Brent.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and, of course, the radio station that carries this program. If you miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to